This is Ranger Kidwell Ross, and I am speaking with Jay Prezzuti of East Coast Industrial Services Incorporated. They're located in Pine Bush, New York, and which is about 60 miles from New York City. He has been good enough to take time on his cell phone to speak with us during Hurricane Sandy and the work that they're doing for their customers during that tragedy. But to give sweeping contractors around the country a better idea of what it's like, Jay, if you would, and I appreciate you taking a few minutes out of your busy schedule to do this, but tell us what's happening there.
Oh, it's an absolute nightmare. Started out with some little gusty winds on Sunday night, but then it really picked up around between noon and 2 on Monday, and it went nonstop until probably about 3:30 this morning when it actually all calmed down. But there's power outages like nobody's ever seen before. I mean, there's poles snapped everywhere. Roads are shut down. The shopping centers that we maintain, a lot of them don't have power. Parts of the shoreline communities in New Jersey are literally the sand is 3 blocks in from the ocean. And on the side streets 3 blocks in is the boardwalks, pieces of the boardwalks, pieces of the houses. I mean, it's quite a mess.
Well, you are right in the middle of the epicenter of damage. Are you able to, you and your crew, able to do anything in terms of work for your customers, or is it just too early for that yet?
That's actually a little bit early for it. I mean, we did go out. We were able to get out this morning and do an assessment of a lot of the sites. But unfortunately, we're still in a state of emergency until Wednesday. And all the main arteries, the main roadways and interstates were shut down. So we kind of had to wait till this morning and go out. I was out last night in the middle of it until about 1:30 in the morning, assessing damages and things of that sort. We were able to get out today and do some damage assessment, digital photos and reports to property managers and so on and so forth.
Well, that has to be a very difficult time for everybody, and it's good that they have you on the job, that your customers know they can count on somebody to provide those reports, and you provide some number of services too, so I'm sure that you'll be busy with more than sweeping in the days to come.
Yeah, absolutely. We sent out, like 5 days before the storm even hit, just a blurb about the weather and what's going to be happening or what potentially could be happening. And then we also sent out one on Saturday, a memo email to all our customers and told them, what they can do to help and with our contact info and cell phones and so on and so forth. So they had a way to get in touch with us in case we lost power back at our shop. They were still able to reach out to us and get us.
Yeah, that's so critical to do that, that sort of thing. You never know what's going to occur, and so to protect their interests by, providing the information they need in a worst-case scenario is vital. This recording takes up where the other one left off. Jay and I had tried to connect up a number of times through the day, and there was no way to get cell phone service. As he says, there's cell phone towers down all over the place. And so he is now we're an hour or so later, and he is to a landline. And although he wasn't able to call out, I was able to call in to him. So anyway, Jay, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm back. Like I said, the cell service is really scarce here. So what I was saying before was the local newspaper and I, we were chatting because it's something that we really should press home on in a lot of the communities because, contractors like myself and other contractors, many other contractors who pay big dollars for insurance and workers' compensation and payroll taxes and all, don't seem to get a lot of the business on the cleanups and the things that need to be done. Because you have the fly-by-night contractors, and we're just kind of doing a little something like a buyer beware. Because what they're doing is they're going out and preying on the elderly people where it might cost $800 to cut up a tree, they're going to do it for $400 because they went and bought a chainsaw and got a pickup truck, and now they're a contractor.
Right, or do it conversely for $1,200 because there's a lot of trees that need to be cut up, and they don't really realize that they're getting gouged in the other direction, too.
Yeah, and what's the sad part about it is that, you know, they don't have the insurances and the things that we pay top dollar for all year long. And, you know, God forbid they cut a branch the wrong way and it takes out a person's living room, and or even somebody climbing a tree or working on the property gets cut or hurt by the chainsaw, the first thing they're going to do is go after the homeowner. So we're really pushing on, you know, with this storm damage, there's just so much of it going on. Make sure you get an insurance certificate. The tree's down. It's not going nowhere. You know, take that extra day. Get a legitimate contractor to do the job that has the right credentials. Don't just do it based on price. And we're finding that so much here. And it doesn't just go along with storm cleanup. It goes along with every facet of our industry, from snow removal right on down to landscaping and sweeping and so on and so forth. So, I mean, that's one thing that's really happened. It's very sad that people are preying on such devastation, but it is happening.
Well, there's no question that it does happen. We've all seen it at one point or another. Well, so you'll be moving tomorrow, you're expecting, and this is the 30th of October 2012 that this conversation's taking place. You're expecting that the curfew will be lifted sometime tomorrow, the 31st, and then you'll be able to hopefully start actually doing some work, some cleanup work.
Yeah, that's what we're hoping for. I mean, prior to the storm hitting, we loaded up all the trucks with the saws and, pruners and whatever's needed, hand tools, generators, lights, in preparation for it. So we still have everything stocked in the trucks ready to go, and we're just waiting on the okay to get out there and do it and get the approvals, too. We just have to get approvals from some of the property management companies to do some of the things that need to be done, because, you know, we have one shopping center that the hurricane actually pushed in both two storefronts of the shopping center, which is going to be quite a sizable job, so they have to go through the channels to get the approvals to get that stuff taken care of. But, you know, 60 miles south of us, down in New York City, it's an absolute nightmare. I mean, the subways are flooded. It's just unbelievable. And listening to the radio on the way up, the Jersey coast is just, you know, three blocks in from the beaches. There's 2 feet of sand on the roads. The boardwalks on the side streets. Houses are up and down the side streets. It's just... it's sad. It's really sad. It's a mess.
Yeah, no question whatsoever. Well, you're very close to the epicenter of all this, and I wish you well. I know sleep will become an issue as time goes on, and I want to encourage you to think safety for all your crew, and remind others about that as well. And, maybe we can get back together later on and get an update with how it turned out.
Yeah, no, absolutely, and I appreciate the call, and again, I appreciate everything you do for the industry. I mean, it's unbelievable the stuff you do for the industry. And
well, it's right now you're the one out there doing, so take care of yourself and your crews, and if there's anything we can do to help or any contacts I can make that I might have in the industry, to call.
I appreciate it.
All right, thanks.